The second chamber is for divination. Divination is the discovery of information otherwise unavailable by psychic means, and implies such activities as passive telepathy and attempts to unravel aspects of the past or future. Having decided what he wishes to perceive, the magician awaits the formation of some image in his mind's eye. The magician may attempt direct prescience, or he may prefer to summon an answer couched in terms of tarot or I Ching images, or some other form of symbolic language with which he is familiar. Experience has shown that it is preferable, where possible, to divine short and enchant long. Reality is stochastic and probabilistic, rather than strictly causal and deterministic. Better results are obtained if one attempts to divine for events which are not too far off in time, past or future. However, when casting spells, it is better to enchant well in advance for one's chosen desires. Consider also that in performing divination, particularly for time-distant events, you may in effect be casting a degree of enchantment. You may actually be helping to create that which you imagine you are perceiving. This is the curse of prescience, and the reason for which augurers of disaster were occasionally executed. Perceiving disaster, remember, it has only a probability of being actualized, and that probability can often be decreased by magical or mundane action.